Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, November the 12th, 2025. Before we look at some headlines, let's look to the week ahead. On Friday, I encourage everyone to celebrate Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. Unless you're a Packer fan, then you have my permission to be as angry and frustrated for as long as you want. Speaking of angry and frustrated, we look at how taxpayers showed their frustration at the ballot box last week, how they've been showing their frustration for the past couple years. And also, we look at what the Assembly and the Senate are up to next week, a long overdue solution to a 20-year-old problem, and we finish it up with a quote from the same founding father as last week, the same guy that served as vice president under POTUS number 2, John Adams. Do you remember who it is? This is me calling you out, finding out how much you're actually paying attention out there. In the meantime, let's jump into some news together. And starting off, there's been a lot of analysis over the most recent election results. A lot of the attention's been going to the three Democrat governors that won and what that means for the spring and fall elections next year, blah, blah, blah. That's good for talk radio and talking head shows and all those channels that call themselves news channels that are now just hot take factories. Anyway, one of the perspectives that I have been warning people about is finally getting some attention. The first example comes in the form of a Wall Street Journal article titled "The Property Tax Revolt in Texas." And here's a sentence from that article that really sums up the vibe of the story. Quote, "Even in a blue city like Austin, voters rejected property tax hikes and sided with Republicans when presented with a clear choice about the cost of living," unquote. That's powerful, and it's just that simple. Whichever side of the aisle figures that out and owns that narrative is going to own the elections next year, in my opinion. The second example is the one I shared in last week's midweek moment. The first example is this Wall Street Journal article. It's titled, "The Property Tax Revolt in Texas." And here's a sentence from that article that really sums up the whole vibe of the story. Quote, "Even in a blue city like Austin, voters rejected property tax hikes and sided with Republicans when presented with a clear choice about the cost of living," unquote. Now that is a powerful statement, and I'll tell you, whichever side of the aisle figures that out in Wisconsin is going to have the inside edge in next year's elections. The second example is the one that I shared in last week's midweek moment, the Marquette Law School poll. It was done a month ago. That's when they asked the questions and found that 56% of voters believe reducing property taxes is more important than increasing spending on public schools. In June, the number was 57%. In February, it was 58%. January, it was 55%. This is clearly a trend, and it's been this way since actually the summer of 2023. So yes, this is clearly an ongoing long-term trend of taxpayer sentiment. But on that same note, all year when I've been meeting with lawmakers, I ask them about what their conversations are like when they're talking to their constituents about taxes. Do they say their sales taxes are out of control? No, they don't. Do they say, "My income taxes are out of control"? Probably not. Do they say, "My property taxes are out of control"? Absolutely, I get head nods 100% of the time from every lawmaker I talk to when I bring that up. And yet, every budget cycle, or at least the past couple, we get proposed income tax cuts. Well, now's the time. There's been a lot of things that we've been supporting this year, but I've been consistently beating this drum with lawmakers. and with the members of leadership. And I'm starting to get the sense that some of the concepts that I've been proposing are starting to be considered. Tom Tiffany has already come out in running for governor saying that he will freeze property taxes. At least somebody is starting to get the message. I think the legislature might be getting the message also. We'll see if they decide to do anything this year. In other news, next week Tuesday, the Senate will be in a full floor session and the Assembly will be in session on Wednesday. The Assembly is planning to take up a bunch of their own bills and a number of the bills that the Senate passed in October. I'll be curious to see if any of the bills that the Senate pass on Tuesday get quickly taken up on Wednesday by the Assembly. And we'll have to see what gets sent to the governor this month. I'll give you a heads up once we figure it all out. In other news, the massive, empty, and abandoned lot in Janesville that used to be the GM plant decades ago is getting yet another proposed use. Janesville has taken the first step in getting that site approved to be a data center site. And yes, the railroad infrastructure that's there probably doesn't matter, but the layout of energy infrastructure is already there. And it's easier to get existing power lines upgraded than to snake new ones through and around people's properties. So we'll have to see if this gains any traction over the next year, but it seems like it would be a good and obvious choice. And finally, I leave you with wisdom once again from Vice President number 2 and POTUS number 3, Founding Father Thomas Jefferson, who had this to say in the time frame leading up to the Boston Tea Party, where the taxpayers had a growing sense of frustration at increasing taxes. Sounds familiar? Anyway, he said, and I quote, "Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of the day, but a series proves a deliberate, systematic plan for reducing us to slavery," unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every Northern Lights-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wpdonline.org/join.